Everton Mlalazi, Jesus is the way. Pastor Gwala.
Hey, hello, hello. Do I have an appointment today?
Yes, you do have an appointment with the Adventist World Radio, SID Media. You are now on air. Good afternoon to you, sir.
I must go to the car, otherwise I'm outside. I forgot about
you. You completely forgot about it. All right, let's give you some time to settle a bit. Now, the Seventh-day Adventist Church is a worldwide denomination spanning multiple cultures, languages, races, etc. And with that being said, we want to check how is unity in this body a fundamental belief of Adventism? Well, we'll be discussing this over the next couple of days with Pastor Gwala. Now, Pastor, please just unpack for us the unity in the context of the body of Christ.
Let me first of all greet our listeners and greet you as the one who's coordinating the program. Mm. The first thing that I need to share with everybody is that there is a fundamental base that requires unity. And that fundamental base is that the body of Christ is like the limbs within the body. Now, the limbs within the body would be understood in terms of cultures. We have different cultures in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, we have different languages that we speak. In the body of Christ, we have different racial groups. We also have different ages in the body of Christ.
Mm.
We then have different ideological premises, even in the body of Christ. Therefore, you can see that there is variation, there's differentiation. Therefore, for us to be united, it is important that we consider those things and therefore forge for unity in the body of Christ.
Mm. Okay, that's lovely. That's lovely. Now, is there a difference at all between unity and uniformity?
Uniformity does not require you to be united. It just requires you to do same thing.
Mm.
Unity means there is an effort that each person puts for those who will be in this body of Christ to cooperate, to participate, and even to work together. It is not only just do things uniformly, but it is also to cooperate, to participate together, and to work together. Therefore, there is a vast difference between uniformity and unity.
Yeah, there is indeed a difference between that. Now, Pastor, thank you so much actually for that. I then want to check with you because, you know, in the body of Christ, we are already, by the very fact that we have accepted Christ and we believe he's our Savior, we're looking forward to a heaven, we're looking forward to eternity, etc., etc. And we, I believe, have received the Holy Spirit. Why is therefore unity even a necessity in the body of Christ?
You must remember that in as much as we are talking about Christ, we've never seen Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as we are talking about the Spirit, Holy Spirit, we have not touched the Holy Spirit. We have not seen it. I mean, seen him by our naked eye.
Mm.
And therefore, the body itself is composed of people that we can see.
Mm.
And therefore, if we are separated by culture, therefore the only thing that is going to make us to be together is unity, finding ways that are uniting us in our various cultures to connect us. And if we speak different languages, we're finding a language that is going to help us speak together.
Yeah.
And if it comes to me being black and you being white, and how do we understand this pigmentation that we have? Does it translate to God having a superior race and an inferior race? Therefore, the issue of unity comes in there because it's the unity of thought and unity of ideology, where we understand that we're coming from God, whether our pigmentation is white or black, but we're coming from some. Therefore, the issue of unity is actually very key when we talk about us being in the body of Christ.
Yeah, especially when there is different cultures, etc., and of course, different walks of life and all of that. Now, having said that, Pastor, yes, of course, you mentioned that, but I do believe that, by virtue of believing in the same Messiah, we should be automatically in unity, regardless of where person comes from, cultural background, etc. Just by that very effect, because I believe that he is a unifying factor, Christ himself. So we shouldn't really be needing this, worse off to make it a fundamental belief.
You know what is interesting? I'm a pastor, as you have just said.
Mm.
I'm currently pastoring 18 churches.
Right.
And in that 18 churches, I'm just going to make few examples for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, if I were to interview each person or one representative from each of the 18 churches,
mm-hmm.
just interview them about Sabbath keeping. We all believe in that the Sabbath must be kept.
Right.
We believe that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But every person who keeps the Sabbath has his or her own way of keeping the Sabbath.
Mm.
Therefore, in as much as we believe broadly that the Sabbath should be kept,
yes, yes,
but there are nitty-gritties where we see them differently. Now, even if you move from one fundamental belief to the other, there is no fundamental belief where you can say we understand it the same way and right through. From the conceptual framework
mm-hmm.
to the practice of the fundamental, there is no one that we do that.
Okay.
Therefore, the reason why we talk about unity, we are talking about us finding a common place where we can be together,
mm-hmm.
even though we may be thinking and doing things in variation, but there must be a point of departure for all of us. And therefore, it becomes important for us to know
mm.
that unity can never be automatic.
Right,
unity
right.
is something you work on, you work towards. Once it's automatic, it's uniformity.
Mm.
It's not unity. Therefore, unity, you need to put some effort in it.
Yeah, yeah.
For instance, when the churches in South Africa were divided, were racially divided,
mm.
It needed the church in South Africa to come together, look at ways and means of unifying the church because we were divided in terms of race.
Mm.
Therefore, we needed to unite so that we can be a united body of Christ. It was not a matter of uniformity. We couldn't just be under the same roof. We had to work towards it. We had to put in some effort. Therefore, there is no unity where there is no effort being put in.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, thank you so much. I think this is a great point to end it at. Dr. Kwala, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much for engaging us this afternoon.
Thanks a lot. I truly appreciate, and may God bless you, and may God bless the listeners also.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.